Off the Ball Breakfast.
Fairly extraordinary feeling. Just stood up and I just stood there in silence for a couple of minutes. I actually could not believe what I just seen. It was absolutely remarkable.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.
Ger Manley, the Cork Camogie manager, joins us on the line. Morning, Ger. How are you keeping?
We're good. We're good this morning. It's a good feeling after winning it. So, we're in great form.
Well, massive congratulations. There was we've just been playing scenes from O'Connell Street yesterday and Team Ireland coming home to just a sea of green in the city here. What were the scenes like in Cork yesterday going back home with the trophy?
Sure, we did. The train was a bit manic and the girls had a good crowd, I suppose, on the way down. But we'd be crowd in Castle Road, the Camogie grounds. We weren't allowed down the open top bus. There were the road works in Parsley Street and the local Guardian Council wouldn't give us down. I think it was the same with the senior hurlers, but we met the Castle Road, which is very well organised. We had a big crowd and they put on a good show. Now both teams came back, so that was a good atmosphere there.
How does winning this year's All-Ireland compare to last year's, given last year's comes on the back of two back-to-back defeats, and also from your own perspective being manager this year compared to being in the backroom team?
It's just totally different. I suppose, look, I was looking enough being one the 2 years previously with Matthew, and take you over the manager's role was a bit different. Look, I managed lots of teams. I've been wanted probably in Brazen to come to teams, but they're a very focused group, the girls, and I suppose our aim at the start of the year was to get back there. We came back late, and I suppose the difference between the two matches is they were like chalk and cheese. I suppose Waterford get to their credit. I suppose we got a bit of a run last year in the final and they didn't show the true work. But I think yesterday, I looked like much bits and pieces of it. But for me, it was the best Galway performance in my time that we've came up against, and I think we withstood it. But I do think that we went to a different level this year. We didn't focus really on the league and we focused on the championship, and I think you saw yesterday, look, when they came at us near the end there, I think we stood our ground, and I think we deserved it in the end.
I do want to come back to how you approached the season as well, because some of your comments on Sunday were very interesting in terms of the time you spent away from one another as much as the time you spent together this season. But just on the game on Sunday, it was a brilliant final. In the third quarter, I think most of the neutral observers, when they saw Cork put in that third quarter performance, started to think, right, this is done and dusted, this is game over. How much credit do you give to your players for actually responding to the backlash from Galway midway through that second half?
Yeah, well, I suppose just going on to the third quarter is probably the area we struggled all through the year, even with all our big scores, you know, because I suppose we stand our set, and I think it was the best third quarter we had in all the matches. And they came on top of us, and they're a very good team like that. And look, I suppose a couple of frees and like they're very good players. Donoghue, Nolan, and all of them there, McPeak, they're all very good players. Kilkenny, and I suppose the subs bench made the difference for us earlier. That bit of freshness that coming on, I think we started there, myself and Liam probably sat down last November. We went through a lot of the squad and we decided, you know, we needed to freshen it up a small bit, but we wanted to make it more competitive. And I think that was a huge difference we had this year coming off the bench. I know you'd say we were playing matches earlier on where we were winning well and we were still getting impact off the bench, but I think the practice makes perfect at times. Like, I mean, girls get used to it and they know their roles, and I think that's a huge compliment to us. I think even as a management team, and I praise the management team after the match, it is that we stayed focused. You know, we didn't sort of change our ways during the year. What worked for us, we kept at it. And look, even you can see last some of the girls that came on, McCartan was excellent when she came on, Emma Murphy did well, Maeve Callan was outstanding, and look, I think that was a huge difference to us. And we did set our style out. We came back very late. We didn't come back to the wrong. I think our first training session was the 13th of January. We played the league a month later, and we were training once a week on the field. And it was hard enough to get pitches because there are very few. The county board don't have access to light. So then we were begging, and we've been very lucky, I suppose, with UCC, CIT, and Cartier gave us Parky Ring and Parky Keep there for a few nights as well. So look. it worked, the plan, I suppose, that we could have came back. We were back probably November the year before, but this year we came back a lot later, and I think it worked well. We gave them breaks during the year. We did a couple of training camps. We gave them a week off after the league. We gave them another week off after the Galway game in the championship. So I think the freshness there near the end is, like, Thompson really personified it there near the end, and Laura Tracy, you know, Laura was badly injured earlier in the year with a hamstring strain. And I suppose Ashington played more matches this year than she probably has in 2 or 3 years. And it just worked out well, you know.
There's a lesson in that, I'd say, for a lot of teams, Ger, in terms of the less is more approach, not just teams in Camogie, teams in women's football, teams in men's football and hurling as well, I'd say, because there is definitely a culture of moving towards more, more, more.
Yeah, I definitely agree, Ger. Like, very good cook, Clean Cronin's an excellent coach. We sat down. Look, I've been involved a long time myself, and I see teams out there 5 nights a week. Now, the girls might be out 5 nights a week, but not with us. Do you know what I mean? They're like, it was important. I suppose we did 3 nights on the field, and we did a gym session, and then they did another gym session themselves, probably. And we minded them really. Like, we laid off coming up to the matches. I suppose the hardest block we did, I suppose, was before the Clare game and the Munster Championship, where we had a break after the league, and the girls went for a bit of a holiday that they fundraised themselves for there after the National League game, after winning last year. We did a savage 3 weeks of training, and we probably trained very hard into that Clare Munster final game. Then we played a very good challenge game against another county 2 weeks after, and we trained hard again for the Munster final. So I suppose we did 5 out of 6 weeks, and then we were into the Wexford game, and we got a great game off Wexford. The first game, it was like monsoon weather down in Parky Ring. But definitely, I think, even for the men's game, I think they're training too much. You know, I think they're out, fucking, some of the county teams are out nearly 7 nights a week. It's impossible to keep fresh. You have to keep them fresh. I think our performances, I know Sunday you kind of go, we weren't probably as what we thought, our standards were the size where we had, but then we were up, they're the two best teams, and you'd expect that, two very good teams coming together to have a clash like that, you're not going to dominate the whole game. We said that, and like what we felt, I suppose we probably improved a bit from last year, with we kept the scoreboard ticking over, and I, at times, and even near the end when Galway got to 6 points, we always felt we've got the ball into the space and into the girls inside that we would score.
Ger, were you confident enough in your early stages as manager of the Cork team to let them have those weeks off, or is it something that you're able to do now because you know the group so well and you've had some success? I wonder, has it always been part of your makeup as a manager?
No, you know, no, I changed. Like, I met it a long time now, and I definitely changed. I suppose, look, I was on the club scene a bit in Cork there, and found my own club Middleton there for years, and then I probably stepped back a bit at him because my own young fellas are involved, my nephew's involved, and when it's close to home, you know yourself, and you're bringing J stuff home in the car, talking about matches, it doesn't go down well, because I'm finding that we tend to don't talk about matches now for a day or two at home if my son is playing, or if I'm down to the nephew's, it's time to leave it alone for a couple of days, because, you know, when you're talking, emotions come out a bit too fast, you don't do this. So, like, I mean, it's a huge thing now, I suppose, the freshness of for players. And I suppose when they start out first, yeah, like, you'd be going, yeah, it's back in January. I know my own club this year, Middleton, that go back till around April, the senior team. You know, they're not playing championship till August. And yeah, like, I suppose in the good old days, there was a split season. They haven't done about a split season, but you most or less played soccer, and girls were the same, played sports, different sports during the winter. Came into the JC and always started St. Paddy's Day. When I played at the county, it was the same thing. We used to come back around January and you had a few challenge games against college teams. And then it was finished in September. It was knockout, but there's so many matches there now. You're trying to mind them, do you know what I mean? And I suppose the girls are open championship now. Thursday week, they're back. It's just so hard. I don't know how they do that. We picked up a few injuries. Maybe Coppinger got a shocking injury there, with her hamstring, small little thing went down, and she's a dual player. She tore the tendon off her hamstring, and Maeve Killen had a grade 2, but she was just lucky, Maeve, and it was a simple thing into a tattle inside in training, or training was fairly hard now, and she just got entangled, went to go on, and the leg popped, and then another girl, Granny Killen, ruptured her Miraculous there, the press night, actually, like, we had a press night just before the press came in, and a simple thing. So, like, we tried to mind them. I think the breaks, they appreciated the breaks, because we never trained on a week. Like, we always gave them the bank holiday weekends. If we were training bank holiday weekend, to be Saturday morning early, to give them the Saturday night, the Sunday, the Monday, but so, we'll do their work.
And sorry to interrupt, but like, so you've learned along the time to mind them and let them go, because that wouldn't always have been the case. And I suppose you hear a lot of managers who are like, you know, I can't give them a week off, I'm not sure they're going to do anything. Or there's that still that fear. You obviously have trust built up with them on both ways that actually...
Well, I got to know them the last 3 years, but I suppose the experience I built up myself, and look, you can't kill them, you know, and like freshness is key when you're coming into championship matches. Like, we always took 2 nights off this year before the matches, and we went back to training Monday, Wednesdays. So we gave them the Thursday, Friday off before every championship match. And then when we got to the final, we went back training Tuesday, Thursday to make sure that they got 2 nights off before the Sunday. So they got into a routine, like they had their 2 days off before matches. I know, look, it might make a difference, but we just felt, you know, that bit of fresh. And it gave us a break as well, do you know what I mean? Because you need a break off it as well.
It does feel that seems to be a theme about your approach, is keeping it simple. And there are other aspects to it as well. Like, I believe that your backroom team wouldn't be the biggest either.
She said no about that. The county board. Well, I suppose, look, we had some, I suppose, just Fiona Driscoll, Liam did the coaching, Liam Cronin, top class with Fiona Driscoll, selector. Brendan was a selector, but he was the goalkeeping coach. Wesley O'Brien wasn't available all the year. He was with us there for the last couple of years because it's family additions and that. And he came involved the last 6 or 8 weeks. Strength and conditioning lab from UCC, Dave O'Connell, and we had a psychologist who's very important, is Michelle O'Connor. She's been involved in a good few teams. And then I suppose... You might laugh at this now, and the most important people actually we had were the logistics lads. We had there, Karen McCarthy's a very good friend of mine. He walks with me there in the job, and when he's retired now, and he came in and making a cup of tea for the girls after training. You kind of laugh at that, but like small things like that made a difference. Do you know what I mean? Then you might think this is a harsh note. I feel like minding sellers for me, because it's hard to get sellers, and like we don't have a huge pot of money to look after. And Cummins Sports actually looked after us very well for Stillers. They sponsored us, Kevin Cummins, for Stillers throughout the year. But it's just, and then we got our lads, like Dave, with the stats, they all came in, you know, Paul Ryan, the other lad, they just came in and do it after throwing back. And you need those lads, do you know what I mean? I suppose I didn't realise how big backroom teams were. So I was involved a couple of years ago there. Davey came in first with a bigger backroom team. Matthew last year, we cut it well back. And this year, it stayed the same.
Right, okay. Because like, as part of that backroom team, you mentioned Fiona in there. And there was a great piece done last year just about the day you actually went to approach Fiona when her bike shop was flooded after one of the storms last year. Yeah. And you'd made a remark that it was so important to have a former player in there, essentially a female selector inside in the backroom team with you.
Yeah, and look, I said that, and I told him that I myself and Liam went in as a package with Wesley. That's when we went forward, and there's a girls' game, just, and you know, they wanted a bit of continuity, but look, we weren't too sure, would we? But I know Fiona a long time. I suppose you want my first team I trained, adult team, was Fiona's club team, Father O'Neill's, and like I always got on well with her, super player. Like, she coached the team before, and there was other girls we were thinking about, but she was the first choice. And that day, the floods, we got very badly flooded here in Middleton, and I went down and I was talking in the shop, and the lad down just looking at the wearing for her and stuff. And next thing, I said to her, yeah, I was thinking about her, said I'd give you a call, and I left her on for a couple of days because she was under service pressure. And she came back to me, and she spoke to us again, and she made a call. And look, she's very wise. Look, she's around, she's been involved, very tuned in, and like, I think you need women involved in the selectors, and that's everything. And she did a few coaching sessions as well for us, you know, on the field when she was at the shooting forwards and that. And I think that's the way forward for the Camogie. You need to get more people involved, Grant Camus involved, but I mean, you do need people like that involved.
Sure, when it comes to your own background, you obviously played with Cork for a number of years, played a bit of football as well. You won a Munster title with the Hurlers, played in an All-Ireland final with the Hurlers. Why did it end up being Camogie that you ended up coaching in?
I did mostly hurling. I was with the Cork minor team for 3 years, manager. Right. I was supposed to get the 20 job in, but the strike came along, just straight out. And at that time, I was supposed to be doing the under 20 job, and next thing they asked me to step aside for one of the lads, that was supposed to be more from senior team, and I did. I just didn't get involved after that. I was asked a couple of times, and I really had the interest in my job didn't really suit. I suppose I was on shift. I'm not in shift anymore. No, I'm Monday to Friday in my own job. I'm in the prison service, so I'm Monday to Friday in the prison. So it suited me the last 5 or 6 years. Do you know what I mean? That's plenty of time off. I trained a good few teams around the place. But I mean, I you know what? I never looked at train teams. If I'm asked, you know, if I'm asked, I'll do it. I look, my father was involved for years. My in-laws, as I call them, my wife's family had been big GA people. Your Brian's Middleton, they're big GA people as well.
Speaking of that family aspect of things, I know that when you were given your interview to RTE, side of the pitch on Sunday, you were on FaceTime to your daughter. You were talking about, I think your mother may be watching it from her home as well.
She was in Australia, she was in Sydney. She's up and down between Sydney and Melbourne. My young fella, Garen, was in the crowd, and he threw in the phone. He was there, on the phone. It was 3 o'clock in the morning in Sydney. So they pulled me for an interview, and I was talking to her. I put her into my pocket. And next thing, I could hear my pocket, and she was shouting at the phone, and I put her up there. And tough going. She's up there 2 years, nearly 2 years, well, 18 months. But it's great. She looked at what's happened. Like this now, I talked to her every morning going to work in the car. And, you know, but she was the latest. She's a big sports fan as well. We all are. Like, I mean, I suppose you need your family really behind you in sport, because if you don't, you can't go. Since I met my wife and had a show out, as I said, when I had the two kids, it's easier to go training than mind the kids. That's honestly, you know. Obviously, that there was Wesley O'Brien there. He had a new child. It was easier to come training than mind the kids. You know, he said no. And eventually he admitted it's easier to come training. You know, and then it's not like you need a good woman in your life. There's only one boss. And that's the wife. So, yeah. That's nice. Now, it's nice to get onto her as well, you know, because she was the latest.
Yeah, I'd say probably miss each other more when you have a phenomenal moment like that on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it is. Look, all my in-laws are there now, and that's my brother was there to match and that. And my mother's in the home room there now. She's not bad. Look, she's dementia there. It's tough going, they don't know you. So it's nice to have them like that. And look, it's when you win, you appreciate these old things. Like, we, you know what I mean? I've lost so many finals in my time. Like, you learn from them, you know. So when you win them, we enjoy them. And look, it's tough going. But look, I have to say about the Camogie, the team itself, I train many immense team now, but the girls are so tactically aware. You know, you've probably seen it yourself from watching games now, the tactics involved, but they take it all on board, like, very focused. They question themselves, you know, constantly looking to learn. Whereas you go to a men's, a lads dressing room there and say, right, let's come on, get out there and do that. And like, that was the way it was, but it's gone so different in the last 10 years, I suppose. But with the girls' game, like, they're so good. Like, you can see the way they work the ball around the field. There's no ball getting away. Look, they're using the ball all the time. They're working hard. They're tackling hard. And I suppose that's what I appreciate from the Camogie girls the last couple of years, to seeing the talent was there. And, like, it's very hard not to accept the job, as, you know. And, like, what we in Cork, I suppose, men said to me there, he's a value. You know, I always have a chance with the Cork Camogies being in our semi-final, because there is a huge talent pool in Cork. And, like, you saw the intermediate team won yesterday. There's minor teams that are winning. And, look, we brought in a few minors this year training with us 18-year-olds. And I suppose Aoife Healy there, you see that, Maeve Murphy, Orla Callan, they came up for a team. Sarah McCarthy, they all came up. And we've another few girls that are exception as well that you'll probably see on the panel next year.
You mentioned your career there a moment ago, Ger. I was reading a piece from way back in Hogan Stan magazine yesterday about you, where you talked about working in the prison service. I believe you're governor of Cork Prison now at this point, but it's obviously something that's
one of the governors, second commander. I suppose, look, I've been lucky enough, 30 odd years in the prison service. It's changed a lot throughout the years. Very well looked after, I suppose. I was lucky enough in my 20s. When I joined the job first, it was purely GA orientated. When I started to, I said the first day I joined in this, I suppose when I came to Cork first, I started on a Saturday. I played a match on the Monday night. I was on the intercounty panel, but I had to play a junior B football game at the prison on the Monday night. That brought me down there fairly fast. And they've always looked after us fairly well in there. And look, it's very good comrades in there. Look, they all look after each other. But sport was a huge thing when I came into the prison. Like, well, first I suppose when a club Ireland, we won in the Defirm Ireland back in 95, when we talked about it there recently, and one of the lads now, Cairn, was involved, the logistics man, and he was playing as well, and it's brilliant in the prison, like you need that bit of stuff. It's a tough enough job, I suppose, and so you sitting out the stage, but sport is huge. It was huge, and there's changing a bit now, I suppose, the younger lads that are coming into the job or into the GA like we had before. I know there any GA, I said only you might get a GA team up in Munster High Civil Service, but because they have young staff, but around the country I don't think we hadn't it in Cork for 10 years, it's in. Look, I was playing up, it was nearly 39, we were always Lenny out, but it was a very good job to me, and I suppose sport was huge, you know, and it gave you a breakaway as well from working, say, tough job.
But it's obviously something that's kept you unbelievably engaged, and you have a massive passion for it, given you've been working in it for so long.
Yeah, surely. I mean, look, they're all telling me I should retire. I have my time done, but I just like the job, you know. Got great friends out of it. Look, lots of lads are involved. You'd be surprised how many lads in the job are involved in inter-county teams and club teams. Loads of lads are involved in up along, Fred Wayne was involved in Ross Common, there was a lad there involved in Fulham County and Kerry during the week in hurling as well. Lads in Cork are involved. I'd say there was a good few at the match now Sunday. They're involved in senior clubs in Cork, everything. There's always somebody with the GA, and there's other sports. There's, look, there's basketball, there's rugby, there's soccer, but the GA is still the big one. And there's a good few involved in Camogie, do you know what I mean? So their daughter's playing and they're at the match on Sunday. It's just a very close knit family in there, you know what I mean? It is a very tough job at times, but I suppose it's changed so much down through the years. Society's changed outside as well, you know what I mean? You can see it there at the moment, things are very tough on the outside. The guards have a very hard job, so look, same for us, I suppose. But I mean, the guards are guards 24/7, I suppose. We get a bit of leeway, I probably don't as much, but the Camogie gave me a great breakaway from it, to be honest. You know, it's great to be involved in this. We'll be back into work now tomorrow, so that'll change.
Presumably you talk about the changes inside there. I presume there's been more of a move towards rehabilitation of inmates over the last 30 years or so. Like, is it a ridiculous question to ask if there's any skills that you can bring to Camogie management from what you've learned inside in the job over the last few decades?
But it's reacting to things, really. I suppose we've lots of things that probably happen inside, you know, and you have to react to just make decisions, I suppose, at times fairly quickly, but you think together, I suppose. A lot of leadership, you know, because people expect you when you get up to my level, you know, to make the right calls. And that's something, and you have to look after staff, I suppose. That's always my motto. I was always looking after people, and I suppose same to girls, I look after the girls, and they come first. And, you know, as I said, I have a bigger family now, I have family at home. I suppose for the last couple of weeks there, I suppose my family had always come first, you know, and I suppose then you kind of go, the Camogie comes second, and in the job, and I suppose the way at the moment, so the Camogie was coming first, you know. But we've such a big family inside the prison. You know, I mean, I never had as much as goodwill, I suppose. Even my playing career now, like, I mean, give an example. We visited Crumlin. We were in Crumlin yesterday morning there, and my own young lad was up there for 8 or 10 weeks back in 2000. I think it's 1998 or 90. We were there for 8 weeks. And I was well looked after by the staff, and like they gave me holidays, you know, when he was really sick. And that's just the way the prison is, really. They look after each other. It's real family linked work job, you know what I mean? And look, we've good days, we've bad days. And I met one of my, I didn't realize, I went into the hospital yesterday, and there was a lad from Wexford. And next thing I looked at his mother, and she said, oh yeah, next there, and she went to her, yeah, fuck, it was emotional enough. And that actually brought us back down to her fairly fast, just yes. You know, the amount of young kids that are sick, and there were so many people up from Cork as well, you know, that involved there with Leash, then Carter, he's the Leash under 20 hurling manager. He's the young child that was sick there, and you know, it brings it back to reality. And it's just important, you know, looking after people. And I suppose that's what I've learned from the prison. If you look after people, they respond, and I think it's a big thing. If I do somebody a favor, even my own line of work, or do it for the girls, you get it back tenfold. And I think that's very important when you're dealing with people that you look after them. And I think that's what I hope I've done with the Camogies in the couple of years, and I hope I improved a bit this year.
I think that's certainly been the case, Ger. Listen, I'm sure we'll have you on again at some stage before the drive for three in a row begins, but it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this morning. Enjoy the rest of the celebrations and we'll chat to you soon.
Come here. Thanks very much, Seth. Thank you.